Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening and or watching. If you are watching us on our live stream on Facebook, Twitter, at 12 o'clock during the weekdays, or if you're listening on the podcast apps, whichever ones you listen to, depending on Apple, Android, thank you so much for listening and watching. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. You will get great benefits, and you'll be coming alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. All right, let's get into it, because I want to talk about two important things that will help you be successful. And thinking about the tagline I was using earlier on in the show, and this show is not about tent building, because I was worried that some people might think, oh, great, it's a show about camping and not about business. So I was saying in the beginning that this show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. So I want to talk about two things today that are keys to success, not just for you, but for your family, that are pretty simple and definitely worth the time it takes to do it. And the first one is something that I just recently did, is buy life insurance for myself. And this is really important. And a lot of people don't do it. It's hard to think about your death. But as Christians, we shouldn't fear death. We shouldn't be afraid to think about it. And we should be definitely responsible with what God has given us and be good stewards of that. And that includes looking out for our family. And if you are like me, especially someone who has a family that's single family income, my wife's a stay-at-home mom. She is full-time doing that, which is the best decision that we've ever made. But if something ever happened to me, she would be drastically impacted from a financial perspective. So I would really encourage you guys to do what I did and look into getting term life insurance that is outside your employment. The bad thing about life insurance with your employment is if you get terminated from your job or you leave, the policy doesn't carry over in most cases. I'm not an insurance expert, but that is what I've heard. So I've just picked up a policy that is going to take care of my wife for a significant amount of time. And you don't want to just think about, or at least for me, what I didn't want to think about is only about covering the costs that we have and maintaining the lifestyle that we have for a certain amount of time. But also if she decided to go back to work or look for another husband, like how many years out does she need to rebuild the skills or get up to date with the current economy and where things are with the profession that she was in that no doubt has changed since she decided to be a stay-at-home mom? So start thinking through those things. Make sure that you do get term life insurance for yourself, for your wife, if she's also bringing in income, so that your family is provided for and taken care of. All right, so the good news, we kind of the dark and the depressing, we're over with that. Now let's get into the good stuff. The news came out last week that the economy in the third quarter grew at 3.5%. That is amazing. That is so good. That's like we talked about in the previous episode last week, where the new normal is supposed to be 2% under Obama. We were growing at 3.5% in this last quarter. Also, the quarter before that was at 4.2%. So looking like this year is going to close out strong. I believe economists are believing that the fourth quarter is going to be pretty good as well. I think 3% is what they're estimating. So that is going to be a nice, strong yearly growth rate for Trump in his second year. And I want to talk about this again, not because I want to go through the numbers and spend time, you know, breaking it down. You guys can do that on your own. You can read the articles. But right now is a special time for us, and the midterm elections are coming up, and I want to encourage you guys to get out and vote. And it's so important, and it's going to be a key to helping you and us be successful, because this is another pivotal election for us. And I don't mean to get political, but politics plays a big part in the economy because of the policies that Washington, D.C. lays out for us. It's true that the government doesn't create wealth. We talked about that last week. But they can hinder it. They can rob it from us. They can take it from us. They can suppress it. And so we need to be voting in a way that is going to help us be prosperous. And this election is no different. And so I wanted to kind of just go over where we are right now to really drive home that we are on the right track and we need to continue to go that way. And I'm saying this from someone who didn't vote for Trump the first time around. I'm gonna vote for him next time. And I didn't vote for him before mainly because I didn't believe him. But he has done things from a conservative perspective in the economy, in cutting regulations, and we'll get into that in a little bit, that is phenomenal, that hasn't been done since the Reagan years, really. And we need to continue that. We are in trouble. We have an astronomical debt, no thanks to the Republicans as well as the Democrats. But we are going to have a better chance of succeeding and continuing to be prosperous if we get Republicans in office and continue to hold the House and Senate. Because if we do not hold the House and Senate, then a lot of the agenda is of Trump to make us a great nation again, quote unquote, to use his term. But really what it is to continue to allow us to grow and to create policies and to create an environment for us to keep our wealth. He's floating around another tax cut for the middle class, which is always great. I was getting into a Facebook discussion last week and we were talking about tax cuts and how great it is because tax cuts are not anything but letting you keep your own money. So tax cuts are great. Okay, so I'm going through this MarketWatch article. It talks about how the GDP grew 3.5%, and the last two quarters have just been really solid. Okay, so one of the points that I want us to hit and why it's important to vote is the government spending picked up from 3.3% after gaining 2.5% in the second quarter. So it has grown, let me do some quick math, 0.8% since the second quarter to the third quarter. And yes, the Republicans are responsible for this. But where is the better chance of us getting to cut spending? Is it going to be with Republicans or Democrats? And this is the big fundamental issue. We are going to have to tackle this. And I don't see us having a better opportunity than now with Trump, who is not playing the typical games that a politician does, that kind of goes above it and isn't really ideological. I think he's going to be our best shot in a second term with a Republican Congress in the House and the Senate to be able to tackle this issue. And I know Republicans are responsible for it. I'm not letting them off the hook. But I feel like we have a better chance to influence Republicans to cut spending than Democrats to cut spending. And again, when government spending becomes an issue, when debt starts becoming an issue like it is, that is going to impact interest rates, which is going to make it harder for us as individuals to borrow money for a house, to also to borrow money for a business. And it's also going to make the economy just slow down as a whole, which is going to be a big issue. So we need to get this under control. It's not just something that we're never going to have to answer for. It's a big deal, and we need to get it under control. And the next part of the article, it talks about inflation. It says inflation as measured by the PCE price index rose at 1.6 under the 2% of the prior quarter. So inflation even slowed down, which is really interesting because the feds are continuing to raise interest rates. And I have shared with you guys my progression of hating the Fed more and more. And this is more to that point. It's funny that inflation really hasn't been an issue since the economy has become globalized. And that is since we've lived in a globalized economy. Since the 80s, I believe inflation has only hit 5% once. So inflation really hasn't been an issue, and yet we're going to see the Feds raising rates. And I am not crazy about that. Again, we should let the free market decide the price of money, which is all interest rates are. So interest rates are down, but the economy is going great, which is awesome because usually the better, the more healthy an economy gets, the more inflation goes up. And we've seen inflation go down, even though the economy is still going strong. So hopefully the Feds will reassess and maybe they'll listen to Trump after he keeps on knocking them, which is very uncharacteristic of a president to do. All right, so the economy is good. And the next article I found is an older article, and I want to bring it up because I have to admit I was wrong. I told you the wrong information. in prior episodes, I was saying that Trump was cutting regulations 2-1. But I see this article that came out in, when did this come out? December 15th, 2017, so almost a year ago. And it's talking about how the goal for the Trump administration was cut 2-1, but what they were cutting was 22 regulations for every new rule. So they were cutting 21 regulations for every new one. So the net, so 22 were cut for one that was added. So it was a net 21 regulations cut. And that is huge. And it goes into some more details. It says agencies and departments issued 67 deregulatory actions and imposed only 3 new rules in fiscal year 2017. According to the senior administration officials, the number far exceeded Trump's goal through his executive orders to cut 2 old rules for any new one, right? We talked about that. Within the first 11 months, we canceled or delayed over 1,500 planned regulatory actions, more than any previous president by far. And I want to harp on this for a second, because not only does regulations cost money to establish businesses, it hinders the entrance of new businesses. And that is why big companies love regulations, because they can afford to maintain, hire the large legal staff to stay ahead of the regulations, make sure that they're complying. But a new startup company or a small business can't do those things and will go out of business or never start in the first place. And so that's why you see big businesses lobbying for Democrats as well, because they love a lot of regulations in the industry. It protects them. It creates a moat around their industry from new entrants being able to enter. So regulations are a big deal on two fronts. One, it allows you as a company that's established to spend more of your money on an investment, on capital, on dividends, on raises, on a whole bunch of number of things, instead of spending that money to comply with regulations. And it also allows new entrants to enter the market. If I'm starting a business and I'm looking for some place to fit in, to find a niche, and I see a need that I can fill, but I don't think the risk is worth it when you factor in the cost to create the business and then also the cost to get into that industry with all the regulations I'd have to comply with. If those regulations went away and the cost to enter went down because of that, then it's more likely that I would enter the market. So regulations have a really big impact into the economy. And this is the last thing I want to say on the regulations article. It says, a senior official said the administration deregulatory moves were taken in careful and mindful ways and have saved $8.1 billion in lifetime net regulatory cost. $8.1 billion. That is really going to help. And we've seen it has helped the economy. This was in 2017. Look at where the economy is now. And I was telling you guys this before, that it's not just that the tax cuts are kicking in. It's that the regulatory environment is so much more friendly to businesses that it's allowing us to be more prosperous. And again, I'm not saying that the federal government shouldn't have regulations. They should be regulations that are created to keep businesses from impacting other people's health and things like that. But a lot of these are just ways to control. All that to say is the economy is growing. The regulations are being cut. We just became the most competitive nation. I just read that article a couple weeks ago. Again, we weren't even the most competitive nation in the world. And now we are. The economy is growing. Regulations are getting cut. People are optimistic. Inflation's down. Why would we want to go back to the way things were? Remember how they were before Trump took over and directed our country to where it's going now. And it's so important to vote. Again, I didn't vote for him. I still voted. I didn't vote for any president last time. I will vote for him next time. But it's so important in this midterm to send a message that we are on board with this agenda of going this direction. If we let the Democrats take over, they're going to try to impeach him. They're impeached Donald Trump. They're going to try to slow down the regulatory cuts. They're going to try to raise taxes. They're going to be putting things back in place like it was under Obama. And if you just remember, it was not good times. It was a slow, glim outlook on America, on the economy, and it wasn't a great environment for us as business owners, as business leaders. It was difficult. And it's gotten a lot easier, and it could get a lot better. There's still tons of stuff to do. So please vote. And even if you are in a place like where I am in Hawaii, where it doesn't matter in this election, it matters in future elections. And I wish as Christians would get this. I wish one Christians would vote. Just imagine if all Christians voted. It would be incredible. And voted Christian values, I should add. But like, for example, if the Republican candidate in the last governor's race got 20% vote, and then in this governor's race got 30% because more people voted their values, and even though they knew they were going to lose, showed that there was an increase from 20% to 30%, well, then the Republican Party will start to see a trend and be able to put more money in and then grow that momentum to maybe down a couple years down the line, we will be competitive in these states. It's really important. Do not throw away your vote. Please get out and vote. I already got to vote. I'm not a big fan of voting early. I think everyone should vote in a polling booth on the day of the election, but this is too serious. This is too important. We need to get out and vote our Christian values. So please go do that. Those are two easy tips for you to be successful. One, it's a hedge against disaster for your family to continue on and not to be impacted more than it needs to be by a sudden loss, by buying life insurance for everyone who is bringing in income to the household. And two, go out and vote for the economy. Vote for pro-business. Vote for your career by not voting for people who are going to increase taxes, increase regulations. And that is going to help us be in a place where we're set up to be successful with our businesses and with our careers. With that, if you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me about any of this, find me on How to Build a Tent on the social media sites. Email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we will talk to you next time. God bless.